Leo Frank Georgia Supreme Court Appeals Records, 1913, 1914, page 1443, visible translated text is as follows. Deponents nor neither of them did not know of the existence of the letters attached to the affidavit of Annie Maud Carter, which is attached to the amended extraordinary motion for new trial and marked Exhibit 3, until after the case of Leo M. Frank had been affirmed by the Supreme Court. That deponents did not know of the existence of these letters, nor could they have known of them by the exercise of any diligence. L.Z. Rosser Co. Mama Morris Brandon, Herbert J. Haas, Leonard Haas, R.R. Arnold, sworn to and subscribed before me this first day of May, 1914. B.H. Hill Judge S.C.A.C. Exhibit, A. Georgia, Fulton County, State of Georgia. Fulton Superior Court versus Extraordinary Motion for New Trial, Leo M. Frank. Personally appeared Mrs. Georgia Denham, who states that she was employed at the plant of the National Pencil Company on Forsyth St., Atlanta, Georgia, during April and May 1913, that on a certain day which affiant believes was Thursday, May 1st, 1913, and which was the day upon which James Conley was arrested in connection with the murder of Mary Fagan affiant, saw said Conley in the metal room of said Pencil Co., washing a shirt. Affiant saw said shirt plainly, and on same, there was a large spot which looked to affiant like blood, the same to be about the size of a person's hand. The affiant asked said Conley what it was, and Conley stated that it was blood that his nose had bled when he had bumped his head, and the said Conley attempted to demonstrate to the affiant how the blood from his nose had gotten around on top.